Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a fantastic show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you to have all that cash flow, that freedom, that prosperity today so you can do what you want and be with those that you love whenever you feel like. It's to be able to work by choice. It's to be able to have all that freedom, not just for yourself and your family, but to be able to create a ripple effect that goes beyond you, that you can serve more people at a greater level because you are free. And that's what this show is about, is creating real financial freedom. Real freedom for you, your family, and those you love. And so I welcome you out today. I appreciate you guys being a part of this show and sharing and really expanding this movement because it's all about creating that ripple effect, not just in your life, but I love that you're also helping me to create ripple effects by sharing this show and talking about this stuff and teaching about it. And I love it. I love hearing you guys giving that feedback. And thank you so much for those who reached out to me that I can actually have hope to create something more. You know, just for example, just this last week, I had somebody reaching out that, they said, hey, I'm trying to figure out how to get this money working. And we looked at their situation and it was like, well, we could probably get it going at least $50,000 this year, just with the money they have between their 401ks and money sitting in savings, doing nothing. And the cool thing is just confirmed that and found out it was actually going to be about $54,000. So, awesome for just the first year only. And by the way, their goal is roughly about $5,000 or $6,000 a month. So in a few years, they'll be there. And so I love that. Like, I love the fact that I can serve you guys. And thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to be able to share this with you. You know, so I've been gone quite a while. This show we do twice a week. And this last week, for those of you that have probably noticed, nothing new has come out because basically, I missed all of last week. I was in two different masterminds over the last week, almost week and a half. The first one I did was with Brendan Burchard and Dean Graziosi and Ethan Willis and Randy Garn and people like that. Just people I just adore. And after that event, even adored them some more, especially the ones I didn't know as well, and saw how genuine these guys were and how cool they really were, you know, I got to hang out with several entrepreneurs from all over the world there. There's about 150 of us there at this this exclusive mastermind. And then right after that, 2 days later, I'm flying off to Tampa to be with some of the best real estate investors around the country and to be able to hang out with them and to, again, be able to feed off of everything that's a part of that there. And in fact, I was able to share some cool stuff that blew their minds, which is always a flattering for me because I'll tell you, I come in pretty intimidated with people that are great at what they do. You know, I love and respect a lot of people and when I can actually offer something of value, it's kind of cool. And in fact, I taught about the whole infinite banking and how to use life insurance. I even talked about premium financing, how the banks can actually finance 100% of your premiums, pay your insurance premiums for you and create almost this infinite ROI pension for you about 16, 20 years down the road. And it was kind of cool sharing that. And so anyways, I got to hang out with all these different people from all over the country or all over the world over the last week and a half. And it really got me thinking about this mastermind concept. Now for me, I'm a part of about three different masterminds. Just two happen to coincide being within a week of each other. But I love being a part of those things more so than I ever have. I mean, I've invested in that more in the last year than ever. Because it's one thing to get coached and you definitely need coaching for certain things, especially when you need that one-to-one help. And I do that too. But it's another thing when you're able to connect with some really amazing people, especially when you get to be, when you get to a certain point, like I do, like you stop needing as much on the business structure, although there's great business trainings I got, it's not so much about the business how to do's. It's more about how to expand your vision. It's more about, you know, who do you connect with and how can you serve each other in a way that actually allows you to create ripple effects through many, many people's lives. And I've been blessed to be a part of that even just over the last, you know, several months. And in fact, many of you guys have come because of that. So, appreciative of that. And I want to talk about this concept because it goes beyond just, you know, investing a ton of money into these groups, right? You don't have to do that. Now, if you may be at that level that maybe this is exactly the time and you need to find the right people to connect with. The cool thing is I didn't really have to seek these people out too much. These people were kind of either drawn to me and I was drawn to them because it's who you are. And that's, I think, the main thing I want to kind of give you some pointers here about how can you create your own mastermind? Because it's, you know, you hear all the time, you know, you hear this constantly where they say you tend to, you know, earn the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? You tend to have the life that's most like those five people that you spend your time with. And I got to tell you, relationships are so vital. And the number one relationship, I'll tell you, the number one person in your mastermind, I talk about the mastermind five, is who are those five people that really are going to be a part of your life? Either they're there to help you with your business, with your finances, with your children. They could be the very people that teach your children, right? These are people that are close to you. These are the confidants. These are the people that you share those big, scary dreams with, and you're safe with them. Because I'll tell you, I don't share most of my dreams with you guys, believe it or not. I share a lot, but I don't share all those dreams and my plans because it's just not the right place for it. When I share stuff with people I know I'm safe with. And for the most part, I keep it to myself. I just go and do it. And then when I do it, I achieve it. And I come right back and say, cool, I did it, right? And that's kind of how it works in my life. But I'll tell you, those closest people you have around you make a big difference in your life. And I'll tell you, like when I've been around these mastermind groups, although it's a lot more than five people, I walk away being a better person. You know, I want to be a better husband or a better father. You know, I come back and really appreciate, you know, my family. I appreciate my life. I also see things that I need to improve. I see next steps. I've seen next steps for Money Ripples and places where I need to take it to take it to that next level that I'll probably announce to you guys over the coming months here. You know, but there's going to be, you know, lots of ways for me to be able to serve and create a greater impact in people's lives. And you know what? The biggest thing I got from those masterminds was my vision. You know, and that was kind of the thing I wanted was, where's my vision going? Because I'll tell you, the benefit of mastermind in my life that's also benefiting your lives is that it's because of people that I've trusted in, those close confidants I have, people that are those friends, those people that sometimes you could text them in the middle of the night or call them in the middle of the night and they'll come help. Now, I have some people that are not local, so they may not do that. They may not be, you know, maybe they'll have to jump on a plane, but they might be willing to do that. But I've got those people I can trust, those people I can reach out to and say, hey, I need your help. Or you know what? I want to bounce an idea off you. I'm thinking about this. What do you think? And they're more than willing to be that faith-filled cheerleader you need, but at the same time also give you honest feedback to say, Chris, I don't know. You know? And you need those people in your life. I'll tell you, the number one person in my life like that is my wife. You know, my wife Adise is definitely that kind of person. She is the one that she will not cut any bull. In fact, she'd be more than willing to shoot down ideas if you give the opportunity, because she loves to poke holes in things, right? And that's one of her gifts. And she likes to see things. But at the same time, she doesn't try to poke holes in me necessarily. You know, she tries to build me up, even if the idea isn't great. And I appreciate that. And I'll tell you, like, one of the biggest, you know, things I'll attribute my success to over the last several years has been because of her. Is because I'll tell you, it's night and day difference. You know, when you're with somebody that's closest to you, that comes with that abundance mentality, that comes with the mentality where there's not really a big lid. I mean, granted, we all have our own lids, right? Our own limits that we set on ourselves. But it's kind of cool when someone doesn't have that big of a lid, or that lid's a lot bigger than most people out there. And that makes a tremendous difference, because then it's like you're not fighting against other people's lids. You know, you have your own lids and that's hard enough, but when you have other people putting lids on you, it's not fun, right? And so, you know, I got to tell you, like, your spouse, your partner has got to be one of the biggest, one of the best, and really got to be one of the top people in that mastermind five. If not, you got to find ways to start getting on the same page to see what you can do to get there. You know, it does help a lot in your relationship if you have that. For those other people, it could be, like I said, people that you might trust with your children. If you were to be gone, who would you trust to take care of your children if you and your spouse were gone, right? It could be that, you know, those people that you know are, that have that same kind of faith that you have too, that you might want to have in your life that are there for that reason. It's your team, right? It's the people that, you know, you will trust with your logical or your business decisions or your financial decisions. Those people that might be more intuitive and might say, you know, that might make sense, but I'm feeling this from you, you know, and they can read beneath the surface. They can kind of see what's between the lines, right? Those kind of people you want to really identify. And I would challenge you as part of this podcast to do that, to write down the names of those people. And you might want to reach out to them. And you want to make sure you do one of two things, right? One, either they're already elevated and they're great and they help elevate you with them. And as a result, depending on how much more elevated they are, you might have to elevate yourself to their level. Or two, you might have some people that you need to get better elevated, right? You need to get them up to a higher level, a higher standard. And, you know, that's where you want to reach out and see what you can do. You know, I remember like when I started learning a lot of these principles in 2006, I started sharing these with some of my close friends, you know, some of my neighbors and people nearby. You know, they didn't understand the stuff. I took it as my responsibility to start teaching and sharing. The thing is, they were open enough to learning, and they still, the one thing they had in common is they believed that things were possible, right? They didn't have that lid necessarily. So it was much easier to elevate each other and grow together. Now, that mastermind is not the same mastermind, you know, that mastermind from 13 years ago is not the same one that I have today. And that's perfectly okay, because you're going to grow, you're going to, you know, take different paths or directions, and that's great, you know, and everybody's growing at different levels. And those people I'm still friends with, I still, you know, still will talk to from time to time. You know, it's not like those are the people that I confide in. Those are not like the people that are part of my mastermind five, but they're people I still love and I still respect. And so when you're looking at this, you got to find out, what do you need to do? Do these people need to elevate to a level you're at? And by the way, if you feel like you're the smartest person in the room, you're probably not. Because, you know, I remember I had a woman that said this. She's like, "Hey, listen, Chris, I know you talk about finding those people that you can elevate, but there's nobody around me, nobody in my town, nobody that's smarter than I am." And I said, "Well, that's where you're dumb." Because the truth is that, first off, you got to be blind to believe that you are the most, you know, advanced or smartest person around you. If that's the case, you're probably doing that on purpose so that you feel better about yourself, because there's probably about a bunch of ego and pride that's going on there that you need to get rid of. Secondly, it could be that you're actually not that smart, and the people that are smarter don't want to be around you. And that can happen too. And maybe you guys feel like this. Maybe you feel like, yeah, how do I get those people to want to be around me? Maybe you have people you really respect and you're not sure what to do. The best thing you do is elevate yourself. How do you do that? First, hey, if you're listening to podcasts like this, this helps. You know, I'll listen to podcasts myself. Another show I listen to is like the Ed Milet Show. This is a guy that I've known for like 18 years. I mean, this guy was in the financial company that I was a part of, you know, and he was a big wig in that company, right? And now he's doing awesome things. And I'll listen to his stuff because I want to elevate there. You know, I listen to Joel Osteen. You know, whether you like him or not, the thing is, the guy is amazing. He's an incredible orator. And the guy knows how to like connect with people and do great at being that positive force for good when there's so many negative voices, even within the Christian communities, you know? So, I mean, I love, you know, listening to things like that, you know, but there's also people in real life too. But, you know, the thing is, there's books, there's podcasts, there's videos, you got YouTube, you got so many free or cheap ways to mastermind with some awesome people without them knowing you're masterminding with them. You're just, you're essentially not just putting words in their head, but you're trying to take what they've talking about and you're trying to apply it. And that's the biggest thing. If you take action on the words that they're talking about and you just try to put them into practice, willing to mess up and try again, it's amazing what you can create. And it's amazing what kind of levels you start to hit when you start to energetically change. And as you shift and change, the people around you will change as well. And I'm not just talking about the people that are already in your life, but the people that show up in your life will be different. You know, I'll tell you, like, if you would have told my 5 years younger self, if you told me around some of the people I started hanging out with, I'd have been intimidated. Like, I would have really been intimidated. My ego or my pride might have stepped in, and I might have tried to overcompensate in some way, or I try to ignore those people. I used to ignore people that were, I considered quote unquote popular. You know, if I knew that a lot of people wanted to be around them, I would just avoid them. I wouldn't talk to them, wouldn't do anything. And I found out the best way to get to know people is to get to know people, you know, to actually, you know, be in their space, not invade their space and be a weirdo, but, you know, at least be a friendly person and offer to create value. And by the way, if you want to get into some cool, around cool people, start by just asking how you can create value for them. Ask them what you can do. Like, I love that question. And so few people ask it. Believe it or not, so few people ask how they can create value for you. And when they ask it, I'm kind of taken aback because that's more like something I would want to do, right? Is how can I serve that person? But very rarely is it where people say, hey, how can I serve you? Like, what are you up to? And then, hey, if there's something you can help them with, then do it. It could be a relationship. It could be some knowledge. You know, it could be all kinds of things, right? It could be insights. It could be, you know, there's all kinds of things you can be doing to help them along, you know, and that's what's so awesome, right? And so when you're looking at that, when you're looking to create your own mastermind, look for those people that will lift you up, those people that will help elevate you to a new level. And at the same time, you're willing to do the same for them. And so that's my challenge for you guys is, man, it's so cool. You know, kind of leave you with some parting words on that. You know, like I remember, you know, the very first time I started creating mastermind together, I created, you know, second time I told you about the first one. The second time I started creating a little mastermind, it was actually just a small group of us, just four guys, right? We were both working at the same place and we had similar belief systems and we thought, you know what, let's just have this weekly accountability. And we did it. We didn't even put any money into it, although money usually does help, you know, because it keeps people committed. You know, but we knew that we'd be seeing each other. We'd keep each other accountable to each other. And what was so awesome is that we had personal goals. We had financial, we had business goals, and we just kept reporting to each other. We really grasped on this mastermind concept of saying, hey, let's, what are you guys up to this week? What are your plans? What are you going to do? And that level of accountability, knowing I would have to report each week, made a tremendous difference. You know, I'm in one mastermind where we do that, you know, either electronically and or on Zoom meetings. And so you don't even have to be in the same locality. We're in the same physical space, right? But, you know, now I do Zoom meetings with people. You know, we'll get together and we'll share ideas and we'll share things. We'll talk about concerns and things that we're dealing with, our struggles. And then we'll share ideas of what we can do with that. And it doesn't have to be long and drawn out. Sometimes it could take 15, 20 minutes. Sometimes it could take an hour or two, you know, but usually I don't lean towards the latter. It's usually shorter, but that's the kind of thing that as we did that, we grew spiritually, professionally, you know, in so many ways, our relationships with our kids and with our spouses. It was so much fun. And we really did grow together. And the cool thing is what happened from it is actually as a result of it, Money Ripples was launched. Money Ripples exists today because of that group. In fact, one of those members of the group was one of the first people to help join me and start that company and get it going, you know, and act as my sales manager, you know. So I'm telling you guys, like, this concept of who being who you surround yourself with, what voices are in your head, you know, get away from the vomit and the toxicity of negative people. Get away from that stuff. You know, you don't have to hate them. You don't have to be rude to them. Just love them from a distance, you know, be friendly, but you don't have to have them in your space. You know, you can love them. You can be friendly with them, but you don't have to have them in space. It's in fact, it's better just not to. Those are the people that, you know, I get those people sometimes, and those are the people I might be like, hey, cool. Glad you're doing great. Hey, things are a little crazy right now. You know, that's how it is. You know, that's fine. Like, you can still be friendly, but you don't have to accept every invitation from them. You don't have to hang out with them. Occasionally I'll still hang out with some of those people, but it will be a very limited period of time. But again, focusing on spending time with the people that really want to grow like you do. Find people that have those common goals, those common directions, or the common objectives, and run together. You will run way faster together than you ever will apart. So guys, that's my challenge for you, is to identify who is your mastermind five. Hopefully it's a partner or spouse is one, but who are those other four? And figure that out, because that is where real growth happens. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. See you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.